Hey, sorry. What can I get you? Yeah, coming right up. Right, there you go. Paying by card. Dope. Just scan the card. Nice. Is it that obvious? I'm exhausted. Yeah, have to cover for three other people today. I'll be here until closing time, and I know that I'm gonna be too tired to do anything when I get home. Supposed to do some chores and start playing some games that I got, but I guess that's just impossible now. One of them being Dead Space, that new remake. Haven't played it before, but hell, shit looks amazing. So, thought might as well get it. But I can't even play it now. Then I have to come in for work tomorrow. God knows if my coworkers are gonna fucking pop up. Extra pay is good though. It's the reason why I've been able to get the game. Oh shit, you game as well? That's weird. Gamers don't usually go into social settings like this. And from what I see, you don't have any friends around. Why are you here? You just deviating from social norms or something? Hold on, a gamer who's actually social? Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I know not everyone's like that. Hey, it's good. Enjoying yourself every now and then. It's very good. Wish I could. Yeah, for me it's usually just work, 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 work. It's fucking tiring. Like I said, I want to actually play games and have some time to myself, but because of these fucking overtime shifts, it's annoying. I don't like covering for people. And I don't want this place to go down because I'm the only fucking worker. You know the struggle? At least we can bond over that. Not many people decide to actually talk to me like this. They're usually just trying to chat me up, get a few drinks in, you'd be surprised about number of things people do. But hey, it gives me some sort of entertainment, even if they're just weird and creepy. But you seem pretty nice. So, what other games do you play? Okay. I'm gonna ask you a question, and you answer with the utmost honesty. Who should have won Game of the Year awards last year? God of War or Elden Ring? Okay. I've had this debate way too many times. I feel like, personally, if God of War released a little sooner, even though, I mean, they won like every other award, so just sure, but still, just a little sooner, I feel like, and on more platforms, by the way, I feel like there's a potential that they could have rivaled Elden Ring. However, Elden Ring was super hyped. And it was on every platform, and I mean, like, people just couldn't wait for that shit. So, I mean, I think it's right that Elden Ring won, but I feel like maybe it would have had a bit more competition. Such a good game, though. Sad that I finished it. Wish I could go back and just play these kind of games. Another game was Beyond Two Souls. God. Stuff like that just gives you a certain feeling that you can't get again playing it again, you know? Sucks, but that's the interesting thing in gaming. The feelings and the experience. Maybe even with friends. It's real fucking nice. Real nice. Hey, so, what's your favorite game of all time? Hard, isn't it? There is a lot. For me, I think one of them, because I can't stick with just one, one of them has to be Little Big Planet 2. I played it as a child and just the memories on that and everything I did, it just, it's so clear to me still, the feelings of coming home and just playing it, meeting people on there. It's such a good feeling. I used to actually run a bar on there as well, in a level. I'd have my friends come in. They'd order drinks, but we didn't really know about alcohol, so it'd be apple juice, orange juice. all of that. And now I'm stuck here, covering for like three people. Nice. But hey, that's life, right? Shit just happens. I miss being young at times. But when I was young, I didn't really have money, my own place, and a job, so part of me doesn't want to go back, but those carefree days, it's just real nice. And then you get into adulthood, and then fuck yeah, responsibilities. I don't really talk to people like this. You're interesting. I like that. Not to mention you are kind of cute too. Hey, that isn't me flirting with you though. Don't get any ideas. So, you ever coming back here? Okay. Well, I work Mondays to Fridays. I don't come in on the weekends because I am never bringing myself to do that. And I'm always here, serving drinks. Get super busy at night though, as you can tell. But everyone's fucking shit-faced and dancing, so. Don't really need to serve out too many drinks. So, what time are you skedaddling from here? Why are you staying for so long? Taking in the scenery. What console do you play on? Or platform? Okay. Interesting. I have all three, so. Hey, it's what money can get you. Yeah, next-gen consoles too. It's a bitch to get the PlayStation though, holy fuck. Like, seriously. 3 years after release and it's still hard? Ridiculous. Imagine the PS6 is going to be like 20 times harder than this. Oh well. I'll prepare next time, you know? I'll be sure to be first in line. But, yeah. Give me your number. Yeah, you're nice. Kind of interesting too. One of the most interesting faces around here. And you don't seem like a complete ass. But I guess we'll see from now. Alright, I'll put this in. Where's my fucking phone? There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, I think I got that right. Awesome. Not bad. And your name? Dope. Mine. Take a guess. Oh, no. Another one. No. No. One more. Okay, they're nice names. But no. My name is Eve. Yeah. Oh no, it doesn't really match me, but whatever, right? It's nice to meet you though. I don't do handshakes, so I'm not sticking it out. Hey, if you tell me what games you have, maybe on my day off we can play. Or just meet out and go somewhere. I feel like we can be pretty good friends. As long as I don't find out you're some gargantuous asshole. I've been through a fair share of people like that. Yeah. You know, I've tried to be friends with the ones who don't have friends. You know, no one wants to talk to them. But a lot of the time, there's a reason for that. I learned that the fucking hard way. Which is just great. I don't do too much socializing. Especially around here. You get too many creeps and stalkers. I don't want them to know too much about me. But hey, you seem genuine. But I may be wrong. And if I am wrong, I'll be filing a restraining order on... And if I am wrong, I'll be filing a very quick restraining order on you. So, let's hope it doesn't get to that, right? Ah, Christ. I'm so tired. It's been nice, dude. I'm gonna restock. Make sure that there's enough drinks for the rest of the partygoers. You can hang around if you want. I don't mind the company. Look at you. How sweet. If I find out you're some sort of serial killer, I'm gonna be very upset. Hey, you want a free one? Wait, someone declining a free drink? Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Is this your way of standing out from the rest? I mean, hell, it's working, dude. Hello. So, this is just a little filler episode in between the, what's it called? The New Age Revolution. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it was relaxing, you know, just having a nice little conversation. So I might make her a reoccurring character, but we'll see, you know. I hope you guys enjoyed the video. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself, because if you're not, then I will, what can I threaten to do this time? I can do a lot and you wouldn't like it. Pinky promise, you know, you don't want to test me. I've got hands, you know. But for real, though, I hope you're all taking care of yourself. We're about to go into February. I think by the time people on YouTube see this, it'll be February. So I hope you guys are all having a wonderful start to the month, and a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, my darlings.